From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, President Obama signed a defense bill into law that includes a severe limit on his ability to transfer prisoners out of the Guantanamo Bay prison. While he signed the bill, the president included a statement that registers his strong objections to the Guantanamo provision. NPR's Ari Shapiro is here to discuss what all this means. And Ari, tell us first more about the bill itself.
Well, it was the defense authorization bill, so it included lots of very important provisions to fund the military and the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the bill is especially noted for a provision that would limit the White House's ability to close Guantanamo, as you mentioned. I mean, this part had bipartisan support, and if you think of Congress as holding the purse strings on the government, they basically snapped the purse shut for any money to transfer detainees into the U.S. or to foreign countries. The effect would basically be to give the White House no choice but to keep the men at the prison and try them there if they get trials at all.
And so the response from President Obama was what exactly?
Well, he could have vetoed the law, but he didn't. And he says he signed it because of the importance of authorizing spending for the military. He also could have taken a route that President Bush sometimes used, which was to sign the law but then attach a signing statement that says, this is unconstitutional and I plan to ignore it. He didn't do that either. He often criticized President Bush for doing that. Instead, President Obama held his nose and he signed the bill. He said it undermines the country's counterterrorism efforts and has the potential to harm our national security, but he would swallow it anyway. And he added, quote, my administration will work with the Congress to seek repeal of these restrictions, will seek to mitigate their effects, and will oppose any attempt to extend or expand them in the future.
And Ari, why, if the president really does believe that this bill harms national security, why would he not do what President Bush had done and issue a signing statement that would say he ignores the provisions?
Well, it's both a legal and a political question. And so legally, I talked to one law professor this afternoon who said, if you're ever going to go that route, this is the time to do it, because this bill effectively amounts to saying, in this war, you can't use tanks on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which is a clear limitation on the executive's authority to conduct a war. But then I spoke to another law professor who said, no, the job of Congress is to allocate money for running the government. And this is a clear act of allocating money to transfer people to Guantanamo from Guantanamo to the U.S. or other countries. So it would be the wrong time to issue a signing statement. But, you know, those are the legal arguments. Mm-hmm. The political argument is President Obama railed against President Bush's use of signing statements in this way, both as a candidate and as a senator before that. It could have been politically nearly impossible for him to do that in this instance.
So in the end, Ari, what does this mean for the administration's efforts to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay?
Well, at the end of the day, it is almost impossible to close Guantanamo with bipartisan objections from Congress. So the president plans to try to win over Congress and remove these restrictions. Apart from that, there is a whole other set of challenges. The White House has had a tough time with a Guantanamo detainee's civilian trial here in the U.S. They have had some success transferring detainees to foreign countries, but one of the reasons they've had success is that the easiest detainees have been transferred first. The people who are left are really difficult to find homes for. Many of them are from Yemen. The U.S. does not want to transfer people to Yemen because of the instability in that country. So entirely apart from the restrictions that Congress places on this, there is a whole range of challenges. And in an ironic way, it might almost be better for the Obama White House that they can point to Congress and say, it's your fault, you're responsible, you're the reason we can't fulfill our campaign promise, rather than try to deal with all of these other challenges that are stacking up behind it.
Okay. NPR's Ari Shapiro, thanks so much.
You're welcome.